You're listening to the IFL TV podcast in association with Lonsdale MTK Global, sponsored by William Hill.
This is Omar Ahmed for IFL TV, proudly sponsored by Everlast. First time I've seen Sonny Edwards since his new kid, second boy. Congratulations.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you.
What's it like having a second son?
Just like having one, but having two.
Must be different, Sonny.
There's twice as many shitty nappies.
How old is Chance now?
Two, coming up to 2.5.
Okay.
Yeah, nearly at 2.5.
Looks like a big boy, though.
I know, he's going to be bigger than me, definitely. Size with the hands on him, nearly as big as mine already.
That's not difficult, though, is it?
No, not much, to be fair.
So, obviously, a major week for you. I spoke about the second birth of the second child that you've had. Lots of things going on. Hectic times, no?
They always are with me. I don't do anything but half measures. You know what I mean? I feel like I stay calm in the midst of chaos, and that's how I've always managed to do it. I mean, when I've had the hardest times, probably in my personal life, is when I've got the best out of me in parts of my career. I mean, when I won my first senior ABA title, that was when we was first going through it with my mum, do you know what I mean? I remember staying 3.5 weeks in hospital bedside, basically, with her, and then Grant was trying to pull me out of the senior ABAs, and then I went up, had, I think, 2 weeks to lose a lot of weight, and then win a fight, and then 4 weeks later was the quarter semis and finals. So, yeah, I'm alright with, you know, sort of separating my personal life to my career. I feel like boxing's always been my escape, has always been what I've enjoyed, so it's never a chore, do you know what I mean? So if anything, leaving my two boys and coming up here to, you know, to sort of try and make them proud, it's not a slight, it's not something that's, you know, putting more stress than anything, it's giving me more motivation, to be honest.
Done countless interviews, me and you, about talking about this moment that we've reached now. Obviously, your first world title shot. Now it's come around. Is it feeling different to another fight week? Do you feel pressure right now?
No, and not at all, to be honest. It's just another fight. Me versus one other person in the ring, hopefully. You know what I mean? It's no added pressure. I mean, I know it's going to be a hard fight, but I prepare and I'm expecting a hard fight from most of the fights I get in with. And I'm looking forward to it more than anything. I'm looking forward to proving to myself and showing the sort of level that I'm capable of operating at. And you can only do that by fighting world levels. There's no point showing world level ability or world level skills at levels much further below, because you're not really doing it in the right environment. It's not got the right context, you know what I mean? Anyone can look really good against people they're supposed to look good against. I mean, we've seen it time and time again. It's when someone goes up through the levels is when they get found out. And I'm hoping to and looking forward to proving not only to myself, but what my team have been saying about me and believing in me and investing time, money, energy and effort. Do you know what I mean? So I'm looking forward to it. I'll take it in my stride. These are the nights that we live for. Do you know what I mean? As a professional boxer, I've never done anything else. And I've never done any other job or never, you know what I mean? I've always been a boxer, to be honest, pretty much since 9 years old. So it's not like I don't feel like any more pressure. If anything, I'm relishing the fact of being an underdog and more people probably picking Mariti than picking me. I'm fine with that. I mean, I always like being the other side. I don't mind.
Are you the underdog, though?
By the bookies. If you put £1 on me, you get more than £2 back. Do you know what I mean?
Surprised by that. We've seen you in fights that you're comfortably expected to win, and you know you got dropped. I think it was at the Brentwood Centre, and also the Marcel Braithwaite fight. Are you one of those fighters, because of the opponent on Saturday night, that we're going to see a different level of Sonny Edwards? I go back to the Ryan Fragg fight. Going into it, people were saying this is a really competitive live fight, and we saw like a masterclass from you. Is that what we're going to see from Sonny Edwards on Friday?
Because not only was he a big step up for where I was at, and he'd been a lot of places where I hadn't been, and he was a good fighter in his own right, there was also a personal side to it as well, so I had to be on my game. I had to be on 100% firing at all cylinders, and I was. And when I need to be, I usually get there, and then sort of when I switch off, that's when you do see me walking into a few too many shots. I know I can't walk into any shots against Murray. He's a different animal to what I've been in the ring with for the most part. So, don't get me wrong, I've been with some heavy-handed lads, but probably no one as good as him, do you know what I mean? So, I know what I've got to do, and I know what level I've got to be at in order to do it. And I've just got to react to what's in front of me and let him keep making mistakes and capitalising on them. I can't force nothing, can't try and really push him back. I mean, that would be stupid to do so. Just need to stay switched on and stick to the game plan.
Mm. Yeah, that's the point I'm kind of making. You can't afford to switch off here for 1 second.
No, of course not. I mean, but I've always been one of them. Like, anyone that's been around me in the gyms or really knows about me knows that I step up to the level. There's never water that I'm out of my depth in. Do you know what I mean? Never have I ever been in a boxing ring. And I don't expect it to start on Friday. I don't even know if it's possible, because I can always elevate to that next level when I need to. I mean, you mentioned me getting put down by Granados. The first round I absolutely played with him, was playing with him the second round, walked onto a shot, and then I really played with him for the rest of the fight. Two snapped ligaments in my ankle against Marcel. Yeah, it was a boring fight for 7 rounds. I weren't really stimulated. I was just going through the gears, winning. Both my hands bust up. The moment he put me down, I had a threat in front of me. For the last 5 rounds, I was a different fighter. The fight was completely different. If you watched the before and after, you'd think it was two different fights. Mm-hmm. And that's a fact. So once I had the threat in front of me, I woke up and my adrenaline shot up and I was stimulated again. That's what I need. I always need mental stimulation, physical stimulation. And I've had that for the last 13 weeks as soon as I found out that I was fighting Murray. Because I know how good he is. Like, no one can really sit there and educate me on Murray, because I know him better than most people in Britain. I do. I've not only seen him, I've studied him, I've seen his career for the last few years, and I've studied it way before he was even going to be one of my opponents, because he's up there with one of the best flyweights we've seen. Do you know what I mean? He is, because not only has he operated at flyweight, but he's been there for such a long time at flyweight. He's not skipped up to weights or gone down weights, etc. He's one of the best flyweights we've seen, like I said.
Can you perform at that optimum level that you mentioned about, you know, after you got dropped against Marcel, completely dominated, same against Granados? Can you do that for 36 minutes?
Yeah, I mean, once I need to stay switched on, like with these fights, you'll see me physically, like you can actually see the evidence of me switching off and my reactions being a bit different. But against someone like Farag, where the stakes to me were maybe that little bit higher, I was a different animal, do you know what I mean, when I'm proper on my game. And I know I've got to be on my game. So I know when that first bell goes, I'll be wide-eyed, I'll be switched on, I'll be tuned into the fight, because I need to be the whole time. I know I can't switch off, not one bit. Do you know what I mean? And I've had great sparring for it. Pressure. Heavier lads putting it on me. Good fighters as well, good level of fighters. So, yeah, I'm looking forward to it and I'm ready.
Where do you potentially lose this fight?
On my ass. If I'm honest, I don't see me losing on the scorecards. I don't. I think he'll struggle to outbox me. He'll struggle to outscore me. He'll probably rely on me slowing down and him starting to bust me up and dragging me into water that I don't want to be in. I mean, I can't see me going, you know, a wide points down. If I'm losing, it'll be on my ass, I think. I don't. Because that'll be his game plan, you know, sort of be trying to be patient, wait, hurt me, and then once I'm hurt, jump on me. Do you know what I mean? But I'm quite good at. You say you've seen me put down, but when have you ever seen me in real trouble?
Never. In fact, you've come on stronger after getting up.
Yeah, you never see me in real trouble, because once I get up and think, okay, let me move now, I can be that little bit elusive where then they can't catch me again. They can't even close the gap again down the second time when they're trying to, when they think they've got me hurt. My recovery rate's very, very good, both getting caught for sure and you know, my fitness. So, yeah, Murray will bring the best out of me, I generally believe that. Because we see it time and time again with fighters like similar to me. I mean, I'm not trying to compare myself, but when you look at the likes of the Billy Joes, the Tyson Furies, every time the level gets put into sort of them sort of fighters, they raise to it because they know they have to. Do you know when they've got a fight in front of them that they're not that interested about themselves? They switch off a little bit, and that's what I would say about me. There's been some camps that I've got my opponent and I knew straight away that, oh, do you know what I mean? It's just one of them fights. No one's going to be excited about it. No one's going to be looking forward to it to come. But this fight, I think there's a lot of people, whether people want to see me become world champion and dethrone the flyweight king, or want to see me get knocked out. There's a lot of people tuned into this fight, you know, more than most flyweight fights. Do you know what I mean? So, I'm looking forward.
You mentioned Tyson. Now he's obviously shown incredible recovery when he's got up. A bit like yourself when you mentioned you come on stronger, he's done the same thing. Obviously, that's Frank's only world champion at the moment. You'd be joining a kind of an elite club there with Tyson.
Yeah, I know, and then hopefully I'll get that Rolex I've been asking for.
Everyone's asking for watches these days.
Well, MTK gave some Hublots out. I didn't get one. You know what I mean? I remember that. I didn't get one. But it'll look nice on my wrist, that black and gold one. So maybe I'll get one of them instead. You know, any watch. I don't mind.
So one from MTK, one from Frank.
Oh, I've got two wrists.
And yeah, of course, becoming, you know, Britain's next world champion, MTK's latest champion, these are all massive honours, of course.
Yeah, I mean, coming the next one in the family as well. Do you know what I mean? There's two boxing brothers and two world champions. I mean, we thought we've been at world level for a long, long time. Even when we was kids, we always thought we was destined for good things, and you just got to prove it on the night. I mean, Mavrotti is a legit champion. No one can say otherwise. So hopefully I get my props when I do what I'm telling people I'm going to do.
You can see it the next day, though. Oh, he's old. It was a good time to fight him.
100%. 100% you'll get that. But, I mean, I wonder if he's still old if he knocks me out. Do you know what I mean? It's like, it's just one of them ones. People, you're not going to please everyone, but the Ring Magazine number one. So I don't know how that works, but maybe I'll be the new number one Ring Magazine. Mm. I don't know how it works, but, I mean, the man who beat the man is usually the man, is he not? So that's what I want. That's why I wanted Moretti, because he was the number one. That's why I wanted the top of the tree. And then the next world champion I get in the ring with, touch wood, this goes the way I want it to, then that Ring Magazine will be on the line. Do you know what I mean? That's the plan. That's the route. I could have easily sat around, kept fighting every 8, 10, 12 weeks. I can keep busy when I want to. Sort of building up my rankings and waiting for an easier touch or a vacant title. I could have easily done that. Easily, and probably no one would have begrudged me because I have got the platform to do so, but that's not how I want to build my career. I don't really want to win a vacant world title and have 5 defences that no one cares about, and then when I eventually do step up, get lightened out. I'd rather find out that I'm not quite at that level yet early on, then we can put things right. But I believe, my team believes that I'm well up there, and like I've been saying, once I'm on my day, once I'm firing at all cylinders, I'm a very hard man to beat. I'm a very hard man to hit, I don't beat. There's been people that have gone 10 rounds and me landed about 31 shots with the punch stats. You know what I mean? When I want to go missing, I'll go missing. And with Mavrotti, I'm going to make him as frustrated as I physically can. As frustrating, having chasing shadows all night long, trying to score in between his work. Because I can't trade with him. It'd be stupid for me early first round to come out trying to bomb him out. You know what I mean? It'd be stupid for me to do so. But he's tough. No one stops him. You know what I mean? No one stands toe to toe with him and comes out on the other side of it. It just doesn't happen. So I'm going to try a different approach. I'm going to try and box him for 36 minutes, take him back to amateur hour. Something where he's not been for such a long time. When you've been operating at that level for so long, you get sort of used to the pattern of the fights. And with most fighters, probably 95% of fighters, it's you hit me, I hit you. Maybe a little bit of movement, one step in, one step out. I'm not that sort of fighter. I've got a different rhythm, a different distance, a different range. I'm looking forward to trying to, you know, express my skills that I know I've got, I'm capable of doing, and not, you know, sort of getting caught up in the moment. I don't think I have. I'm taking it one day at a time, one step at a time, and then one punch at a time when I get in the ring.
We'll find out Friday night live on BT Sport. You mentioned your brother there, Charlie. Now, I appreciate this is a sensitive topic, especially on your world title fight week to talk about, but I will ask you about it because he did put it out publicly that you blocked him, and there seems to be a fallout that's happened. Can you just make any comment on this, please, Sonny?
I think he's just sick and tired of seeing my nonsense tweets, to be honest. He blocked me, though. I didn't block him on Twitter, but he blocked me. But, nah, it's just it is what it is. His brother's a tit for tat and whatnot, and I think he's just focusing more on being a parent than being a boxer or a brother at the moment, do you know what I mean? But it is what it is.
But that will rectify itself, won't that situation?
No, it's not the first time we've fallen out, and that probably won't be the last, do you know what I mean? It is what it is. I'm quite a hard person to deal with, do you know what I mean? Whether you're my brother, whether you're my missus, or whether you're someone that's watching from afar. I'm quite a difficult person, I know that about myself, always have been. But, yeah, he's still my brother, do you know what I mean? And and still a good fighter in his own right. So hopefully we do see him back and got some plans sooner rather than later. But what they are, I don't know.
I'm sure that situation hasn't affected you, though.
Oh, nah. Not at all. Not at all. If anything, it just drives me to wanting to win this world title that little bit more. Do you know what I mean?
Really?
Yeah. I'm only messing, but just one of those. It's for a lot of people all the time. Do you know what I mean? But nah, he's good. He's living a healthy, happy life, and I'm slaving away in Sheffield and working towards my dream. I mean, I've always said that I wanted to be in boxing for a very long time, and this is just another big step towards that. And yeah.
Well, you can move to Portugal.
Yeah, he might put me up. I mean, I did move in with him when he moved to Marbella. So, but now I'm deep rooted. I'm loyal to Grant. I've been with Grant a very long time. He's done a whole lot for me. Something I'll always be grateful for. Do you know what I mean? In and out of the ring. I mean, both times I was having both my kids, I think he was the first person I told. Do you know what I mean? He's like my dad in some ways, and his dad's like my granddad in some ways, like a granddad I never got to have. Do you know what I mean? Yeah, I'm set. I'll be with Grant. Touch wood. Nothing untoward happens. I'll be with Grant for a long, long time to come, because he's more to me than just a boxing coach or a sort of stepping stone onto the next big thing, or when things aren't going our way. Do you know what I mean? It's loyalty. Do you know what I mean? Loyalty's royalty, as they say.
Well, as I said, hopefully that situation with brother sorts itself out. But just a final one on this Friday night then. Do you believe you can pull this off and then, you know, unify, carry on creating legacy that you can potentially go down with your talent and skill set as one of Britain's best ever world champions? Do you believe that?
I mean, I do. I don't think many other people believe it just yet. And then, nor should they. We've had some great British champions. You know what I mean? And we've had some great, great British world champions. But I just want to get involved. I want to get amongst it. I don't want to be in obscurity and mediocrity and fights that people aren't that interested in. Regardless, I am 100% confident I'm going to win this fight. But regardless, my next portal will always be the biggest fight I can get. Do you know what I mean? And that will always be. You won't have to see me crying out for a couple of 10 rounders, a confidence rebuild fight. Do you know what I mean? That will never be the case with me, because it's not the way I am. That's not the way I'm inclined. I like having a scrap. I like all of this stuff. I like the press conferences, walking in and seeing, you know, me as the main attraction. I love all of that. Why wouldn't I? Do you know what I mean? It's what we live for. That's why I don't mind when people like me or dislike me, because regardless, it's not going to change my vision or my goals or the ones I'm setting out to achieve. As long as I've got the right backing behind me, the right people behind me, I should be in this sport for a very long time. So I should be irritating a lot of people for a whole long time. You know, the comment section love me, especially the IFL ones. You know what I mean? So I should be here for a long, long time, just sort of getting in amongst it. I like boxing. What can I say? It's given me a lot more than just money. Do you know what I mean? A lot of people get to a certain stage and they only really box for money. A lot of boxers, they don't really enjoy it after a certain degree. And if they couldn't make a living off it and a good living at that, then they probably would jack it in. You know, you have people that are so quick to want to get in and get out, which I understand with health reasons, and they don't want to give too much to the sport. But probably why the way I box the way I do, and I try to avoid as much punishment as possible for the most part. Do you know what I mean? Because I'm trying to spread. I mean, I've been boxing nearly 17 years now, and hopefully there's another 13 years minimum on top of that. 15, I'd like to go up to 40. Even if when I'm on the slide, I'm the opponent and having a little duck and dive. I like boxing. I don't see myself doing anything else. Do you know what I mean? And yeah, so like I said, long may it continue. And hopefully this is the first step. I mean, maintaining. Don't get me wrong. I'm an abysmal loser. I hate losing. Obviously, you got to take it in your step. You got to take it in your stride when it does happen. But I hate it. It's probably the only thing I fear, not getting hurt, not getting knocked out. I just don't like losing, you know what I mean? I don't like someone being better than me or beating me at something, whether that's boxing, whether that's five-a-side football on the weekend, whether that's FIFA, Call of Duty. I don't like losing, you know what I mean? I'm a fiercely competitive person, like to the greatest extreme. So, but I'm not scared of losing in the fact of I will avoid putting myself in circumstances where there's a possibility. I mean, look at this fight. I'm 25 years old. I don't even know how long I've been in the sport. I think about 4 years as a pro. And I'm already fighting the top of the Tree Ring magazine, number one. And that's been my intention to do so and get to the highest level that I'm actually at. Find out whatever level that is and box it as much as I can against all the fights that the people want to see me in. Like, I'm not in the business of ducking and diving and he's a hard fight, let's go that way. Do you know what I mean? I've never done that at any stage of my career and I'm not planning to do that at any stage of my career. Obviously things have got to make sense, but every time we have these meetings I just ask for the biggest, the hardest, the best fight I can get. I've been doing that and I've proved it. Do you know what I mean? And it's crazy that I'm first in the number one in the world. I'm a relative outsider and it's still like the bookies have got me just off even. Do you know what I mean? It's crazy to me. I thought I'd be much more of an underdog to that when you really look at what we're looking at. Do you know what I mean? I think many other people apart from me, the odds would be quite different. I mean, what's different between me fighting Maruti than Craig Richards fighting Bivol? We're both British champions, untested at any major level. And we're both fighting legit, very good world champions, but something he's like 10-1 or something, and I'm 6-5. So maybe people are lumping on me, maybe I'm overrating a bit. Who knows, but we'll find out on Friday.
Certainly will. What's Yield Gallery?
Yield Gallery, they're my sponsor, let me show you.
I'll be back. Yeah, I've gathered that, it's plastered everywhere, but what is it?
So, this is my fight kit, right? Can you see that?
Wow. Are we allowed to show this yet? Or?
Yeah. It's going to be seen everywhere. Look, that's my fat kit. That's my jacket. Shout out to Chance and Bobby.
Nice.
There's even two more kits replicas there that my sponsors have got. And then my fat shorts. It's an exclusive. But they're my main sponsor. Yield Gallery. They've sorted out my kit. They collaborated with a contemporary artist called Nathan Bowen. He's done some bits with fighters before, actually. I think Craig Rich was one of them, actually. Collaborated. I wanted to do like a Joker theme. I wanted to do a Joker. That's hence the Joker was born. I don't mind being the bad guy, the villain. I don't mind that role. I feel like I play it easier than I play being the good guy. I mean, I struggle with that one. But yeah, they got the art commissioned or sorted. I've got a canvas as well coming up tomorrow. Like I said, they're my main sponsors and they're really good people. Really good people, really looked after me. That's why the hat is paying homage to them. And yeah.
Have you got nothing to give away? A t-shirt or a cap?
I give away to who?
No, just one fan, no.
Oh, what, you want
to? Do it like a competition. If you've got a spare one, if you haven't, don't worry.
I've got.
You could sign it as well.
Yeah, I've got, but it depends what size they want. So I'm not going to know. I've got...
Medium's probably a safe bet, isn't it?
Medium said, what if they're extra large? What if they're extra large or small? Or extra small and then it's drowning them and then they've got to wear it as a 90. Do you know what I mean? Maybe we'll do an IFL. We'll do an IFL competition and we'll sort it out.
Yeah, but have you got anything to give away or not?
I've got loads. What do you mean? There's t-shirts over there. I've got these t-shirts I've had through camp. My camp t-shirts, all different colours. Rob Tebbett's got one, he sports the red one, I believe. I've got a few things. Maybe my fight gloves or something, I don't know.
That's a good one. Would you give it away though?
I've got three pairs, so I'll just make out the other ones.
Right, would you say a signed glove will give away? All you gotta do is hashtag something. Let's think of a hashtag for your fight.
Be safe, Coogan.
No, there's something show related, I don't know, you love that.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah.
Well, Shoka. Yeah?
Shoka, maybe.
Yeah, fine. Hashtag Shoka at me and Sonny and then you'll get a signed glove.
But if there's more dislikes than likes in the video, then it's off.
But no, yeah, hashtag that and you can win a signed glove from potentially Britain's latest world champion. Sonny Edwards, thank you very much for talking to IFL TV. Is
You've got a love button on your neck.
No, do you know what?
He's got a love button in there. Have you seen that?
Do you want to know what it is?
No, I know. What is it?
This is going to sound really weird now. That's Tommy Coyle.
Hey, that sounds weird. Come on, give us the context.
So I was interviewing Carl in Dubai.
And Tommy Coyle gave you a love button. Let me have a look.
No, he's got a hot teaspoon.
Bernie Spoon.
Yeah.
Bernie Spoon Club. I don't believe that story.
Because
how long ago was Tommy Cora in Dubai?
4 weeks. Go on my Instagram.
So you've got that from 4 weeks. No, yes. I'm not having that. You must have the most precious skin ever.
Well, what can I say? yeah, Sonny, thank you very much for talking to IFL TV, giving me 25 minutes of your time. That's a short interview for you.
Yeah, true.
And we should really wish you the best of luck this Friday night.
No, thank you.
Thanks for listening to the IFL TV podcast, sponsored by William Hill, in association with Lonsdale MTK Global.